Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Glad to be with you. Glad to tell you that our good friend Karen Kerrigan is back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Like me, she's coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. My show will be 14 in November, and she was with me within a week or so of me going on the air. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's, whether you know it or not, she is working hard every day on behalf of your small business. And as you've heard me say many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here. Good to be with you again, always.
Good to have you back, as always. Thanks for staying with us, for joining us again, and for all the years of great service to small business owners, not only on my show, but wherever you go. Karen, the president, President Obama, told us back in August, get ready. I'm gonna deliver my job speech in September, and then he did it last week. I guess it was last Thursday, and he called Congress together. He assembled the House and the Senate and said, "Okay, let's have a big gathering, and I'm gonna make my announcement of my jobs." And he did that, Karen. And then this week, we know more of the details about about how he plans to fund supporting that job creation. So give us a little bit of a recap of what has happened.
Well, last week when the president spoke and came before Congress, obviously we were very anxious to hear what he had to say because it is an important moment. For the country and quite frankly for his presidency. So I have to say, Jim, I really did not my expectations were quite low, and I think the membership, our small business members that belong to SBE Council, their expectations were low as well. And the president's speech pretty much matched those expectations. Obviously he was very passionate. But the specifics in his proposal, in my opinion, and I think, we're pretty much seeing it across the board once people now have had the opportunity to get the details, that the plan is not going to offer the punch that the economy needs, nor the incentives or the relief that small business owners need in order to invest, expand, hire more people, and have the access to capital and loans they need to grow their businesses. So, a lot of temporary measures, Jim, in terms of the payroll tax cut, both for employees and for employers, an extension of the expensing provision, again, another temporary measure to 2012.
Nothing bold or new, pretty much
And business owners, these temporary measures are just are weak. They do absolutely nothing because business owners are thinking mid to long term, and we need some permanent, bold measures in place in order to create the stability and boost business confidence. And on top of that, and then of course we have more of the spending, the spending programs on infrastructure and such. And not that I'm opposed to infrastructure spending, but as sure as I'm sitting here, Jim, I am almost positive that that infrastructure spending will be dedicated to union-only firms or project labor agreements.
Absolutely! Not only that, Karen, but if it has one penny of federal money associated with it, the Davis-Bacon wages prevails.
Oh, right. So there's already that embedded into these projects, and on top of that, they will have a project labor agreement condition or requirement. I'm almost sure of that. But right. then, Jim, of course, the big boom, and so that was installment one, because we didn't think that was the end of it in terms of the jobs plan.
Mm-hmm.
But then what he offered, you know, this week in terms of how to pay for it is just a tax increase, all taxes, no spending cuts,
mm-hmm.
you know, taxes on oil and gas companies. And, of course, they passed them down to those costs down onto consumers and small business owners. And the last thing we need is higher fuel costs. You have a tax increase on carried interest, taxing
right.
carried interest at the individual rate as opposed to capital gains tax rate. And this is a tax on jobs and money
right.
that's going into businesses. And this
Absolutely.
Is a huge hit for our economy and other tax increases as well.
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back, folks. We're going to get more into the details of this, of the cost of paying for these jobs that Mr. Obama wants to create right after these messages. Tweet Hill, I'm Jim Bossingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.